We continue with Mishnah Berurah. Amid Yom Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Dalet, says the Mechaber, Aser Litom Klum Kodem Shiyah Kaddish. One is not allowed to taste any food or drink before they make Kiddush on Friday night. Afilu Mayim. They can't even have any water. Afilu Im Hischum Bod Yom Tzarech Lahafsik. Even if they started to eat or drink before Shabbos began, and they were not done with their meal, they have to stop when it is time to make Kiddush. Shepores Mapa Uma Kaddish. And they cover the bread and the table, all the food that's on the table, with the tablecloth, and they make Kiddush, and then they can uncover it. Vim hayushosim yayin tchila, if they had already been drinking wine, and then Shabbos began, eino omer ela Kiddush belvad below berkas hayayin. They say the words of Kiddush, but they don't need to make another Borer Pri HaGafen, since they had already made a Borer Pri HaGafen earlier. If yachar kachem varach berkas hamotzi, then they make hamotzi on the challah that they eat for the suda. Vim ein lo yayin umakadish al apas. If one does not have wine in such a situation, and they are going to make kiddush on challah, ein umavarach hamotzi, then they don't need to make hamotzi because they had already made hamotzi earlier. V'yeshomim sh'av kishem akadish al yayin ein umavarach hamotzi. There are some who say that even when you make kiddush on wine, you don't have to make hamotzi again since you made hamotzi earlier. The other opinion, explains the Mishnah Berurah, holds that once you make Kiddush, that is a hefsek from the earlier Hamotzi, and therefore you need to make a new Hamotzi. The Mishnah Berurah says that this Isser to be to'im before Kiddush applies not only when Shabbos begins at Chashecha, but even if you are Makabel Shabbos early, there is an Isser to taste any food or drink, since at that point the Chiyuv to make Kiddush already begins once you are Makabel Shabbos upon yourself. Even though we said one is not allowed to even have water, the Mishnah Berurah says that one is allowed to wash their mouth out with water since you are not mechavein for hana'ah from the tasting of the water. Based on this, the Maharsham says that if a woman was Mekabel Shabbos and lit candles during Vein Hashmashos, and then she got very thirsty, since this might be considered a makom tzar, if she is so thirsty and she can't make Kiddush, she can have some water. The Minchas Yitzchak says that one is also allowed to have water if they need it in order to take medicine or pills, since there is no hana'ah in such a situation. Siv Hei, Shnaim Shahayu Shosim V'amr Bo Nekadosh Kiddush Hayom. Two people who were drinking together, and then they stated out loud that they should make Kiddush for Friday night. Nasar Lam Lishtos Achi Ekachu. They can no longer drink until they make Kiddush. The Mishnah Berurah says that we must be talking about a situation where it is Mibod Yom. They made this statement before Shabbos began, and therefore they were Mekabel Shabbos upon themselves, or they were Mekabel to make Kiddush upon themselves, because if it was already Chashecha, then the Isser to drink applies, even if they did not say Bo Nekadosh Kiddush Hayom. Continuing the Mechaber, V'imratu Lachzor V'lishos Koyim Sheikachu, if they wanted to begin to drink before they make Kiddush, Al Pishein Rasha'im, even though they are not allowed to do so because that Isser exists, Tzrichim Lachzor L'Varech Tehila Bor Pri HaGafen V'Achakach Yeshdu. If they are going to drink, even though there is an Isser to drink, if they are going to drink, then they have to make a Bor Pri HaGafen first. Because that statement of, let's go and make Kiddush, acts as a Havlan Unavarech, which is a Hefsek, which would require them to make a new Bracha. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out that there are those that disagree, and therefore one should try and avoid this situation whenever possible.